Shalom, brethren. Shalom. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe Oshlami George. Today is Sunday, the 24th of December, 2023. And on the Roman Gregorian calendar, as per Daniel 7:25. And on the Hebrew calendar, today is the 12th of Tevet. Hallelujah. This is the third audio I'm doing today. It's been a very long time since I recorded any audios, you know, proper audios that I'll teach. And I'm kind of struggling today. I don't really feel like doing one, but at the same time, I know it would be good to do one and touch base with those that follow our ministry, my husband and I, and as the year of 2023 rounds up in the physical realm. So I give praise unto the Lord for the opportunity to be able to do these audios and share one or two things as the Lord leads. Hallelujah. In the previous chapter, previous audio, I read some Psalms, particularly 24, 51, and 91. And then I also read Galatians 3:13, both in the King James Version and the Orthodox Jewish Bible Version. The other scripture that would be good to read is Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. It's a usually misunderstood scripture. People tend to use it as a weapon against those who observe the festivals of the Lord, and yet it's not meant to be. It's actually an encouragement from Apostle Shaul, who is also known as Paul, to keep on doing the Lord's, you know, the Lord's things as he's designed them and taught them to the Hebrew Israelites. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ, Yahushua. So he's trying to tell us that whatever the Lord has told us to do, which in this case he's mentioning things that appear in Leviticus 11, Leviticus 23, Numbers 28, we are to not feel ashamed of doing those things in accordance with the will of the Lord, because they are a shadow of things to come. Hallelujah. We need to keep in mind that we are members of the body of Yahushua HaMashiach, and therefore we are to be governed by the Holy Spirit, by the Ruach HaKodesh, with whom we have been baptized. For our bodies have become the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, and we were bought with a price. Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, is our seal. We are sealed by the Ruach HaKodesh, we are sealed by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, and we are sealed by the name of Yahweh. This is all God evidence in the Holy Scriptures, beginning with Numbers 6:22-27, where Yahweh says that every time you speak the priestly, the Aharonic blessing upon the people, he will seal them with his name, or he will write his name upon the people. And we see in Revelation 7, where the Lord is commanding the holy angels to write his name on the foreheads of the people. The name that is written is the name of Yahweh, God the Father. Hallelujah. So we are sealed, and then the blood of Jesus Christ is also our seal, and then the Ruach HaKodesh is our seal. So we are sealed in three different ways by Yah's grace. Hallelujah. So let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Yahushua HaMashiach. So if you don't read verse 17, you will not understand what he's saying. Everything that the Lord is teaching us in his Torah and is commanding us to do is a foreshadow of what is to come. So in the millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ on earth, which is in the coming world of Israel. So this is the world of Esau. And then in the coming world of Israel, we will observe whatever he has told us in his Torah accordingly. Many of the things we see as a burden are going to be done that time. And that time they will not feel like a burden. Hallelujah. Because it is a Sabbath season. It is a Sabbath for 1,000 years. A time where the world will know peace, will know shalom, will know rest. Keeping in mind that when Yahushua HaMashiach says he is the Lord of the Sabbath, he actually implies that he is the bread of life and the bread of life and the cup of salvation. All this, I'm saying, has Old Testament connections. I have already shared all this in the past before. I've shared it before more deeply. It's when you're doing the Passover, when you are celebrating Passover and you dig deeper, you will begin to understand why Yahushua HaMashiach said he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is not a day, so we are not to forsake the Shabbat, which is Friday sunset to Saturday sunset on a weekly basis, as well as the high Sabbaths, which are attached to the various special appointed times throughout the year. We are not to call him the day and then, you know, disregard those days. We are just to honor the fact that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. And one of the ways we do that is by sharing Holy Communion, also known in Hebrew as Kiddush. Kiddush is linked to the word Kadosh. Kadosh means holy, so Kiddush is all about sanctification. Hallelujah! So we have to pray a blessing upon the Holy Communion items that we ingest, the bread, and preferably bread without leaven, so flat bread that has no leaven, but for now, I mean, we use what we can, but the Lord prefers that we use bread without leaven. So he is the bread of life, the bread of affliction, the bread of the presence. That is what it means to be the Lord of the Sabbath. We pray the blessing. We ask him to anoint that bread that we are going to eat, that he may fill it with his presence, his anointing, his presence, his life. We also, you know, ask him to bless the cup of salvation, the cup of wine that we take as part of the Holy Communion. We ask him to anoint that cup so that when we drink it, you know, that oneness with him that he is seeking, you know, through the Holy Communion is made manifest in our bodies spiritually and physically, and through that we get even more empowered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbaths, which are a foreshadow of things to come, but the body is of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Hebrew, verse 17 says, but the reality, the substance is Mashiach. So you can see that there is a bit of mistranslation in the King James Version. It doesn't say the body, it says the reality, the substance is Yahushua HaMashiach. So all these things that we are being told not to allow to be judged by are all linked to Yahushua HaMashiach. Now let me read the full 16 and 17 in the Hebrew Bible. Therefore let no one judge you, so the Goyim, the Goyim, the Gentiles, now that you have learned the Hebrew ways, let no one judge you in eating and in drinking or in respect to a Yom Tov. Yom Tov is to do with the appointed times of the Lord as per Leviticus 23 and John 10. Or a Rosh Chodesh, a new moon or new month day. Or Shabbat, hallelujah. So Apostle Shaul has taught how the work of faith is to be done from a Hebrew perspective. He's taught the Colossians and is encouraging them not to allow the Gentiles that lack understanding of these matters to put them off doing these things as they have been taught. And he further says in verse 18 that let no one deprive you of the prize by delighting in his mystical asceticism and his veneration of Malachim and delving into his chazonot visions and being vainly puffed up by the machshavot, thoughts of his basar, old nature, unrenewed and unregenerated by the Ruach HaKodesh. So he's telling people here that don't allow anybody to deprive you of the prize that Yahushua has, you know, prepared for you to receive through the various ways they will use to lie to you by making the angels to appear as though they are above the Lord. Also, the thoughts of the old nature, unrenewed and unregenerated by the Holy Spirit. So those people who are not Holy Spirit led, don't listen to them concerning these matters. They will not be telling you the truth. They will be misleading you and they will rob you of the prize, which is your goal, aside from being able to enter into heaven to spend eternal life there. Hallelujah. So praise Yah for the understanding that Christmas is a pagan festival that brings much depression into people's lives. There's a hype that comes with Christmas, but by the time this hype is over, the depression begins to set in. And that is one of the reasons I was so excited when I learned about Christmas being paganistic or heathenistic. Hallelujah. The Lord says in Deuteronomy chapter 12 that he does not want us to worship him as the pagans worship their God. Hallelujah. He says, do not learn the ways of the heathen, neither should you try to worship me as they do. Hallelujah. So from verse 28, he says, be shomer, so be guardian, be shomer and heed all these devarim words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy banim children after thee ad olam, in the coming world. When thou doest that which is tov, good, and yashar, upright, in the sight of Yahweh Elohecha, your God, When Yahweh Elohecha shall cut off the Goyim, the Gentiles, from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou shalt displace them, and dwellest in their land. Verse 30, be shomer to thyself, that thou be not ensnared to follow them after, that they be destroyed from before thee, and thou be inquire not after their Elohim, their gods, saying, how did these Goyim serve their Elohim? Even so will I do likewise. You hear, he's saying, do not go and inquire. When I've destroyed these people before you, do not go and inquire how they worship their gods. And then I say that you will do the same. The verse 31 says, thou shalt not do so unto Yahweh Elohecha, your God. For call to avat Yahweh. So you must love Yahweh. So for call to avat Yahweh, every abomination to Yahweh, which he hath hated, have they done unto their Elohim. So every abomination, whatever Yahweh calls abomination, is what they do to their gods. For even their banim, their children, and their banot, so children, so banim is the male children, banot are the female children, they are burned in the ash fire to their Elohim. What thing soever I command you, be shomer to do, be guardian to do it, thou shalt not add thereto, nor take away or diminish from it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, blessed be the name of Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach, and Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. Let me just quickly sing a song to do with what I just read. All are the gods, they are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like every other God. All are the gods, they are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like every other God. All other gods, they are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like you, unchangeable God, reliable God. Hallelujah. Jesus, name above all names. Beautiful Savior, glorious God, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Yahushua, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. You are the blessed Redeemer, living Word. You are the blessed Redeemer, living Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory and honor. In any way we have sinned against you, have mercy upon us, Lord. Cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, and make us whole again. Even as we go, we are in these 12 days, they call the 12 days of Christmas, Lord. Pagan, heathen Christmas, demonic, satanic Christmas, originally known as Saturnalia. Father, give us the grace not to fall into temptation to worship you in the way of the heathen. Malibo shikarabosa ndarababosa. Mandarabosa. Father, give us the grace not to worship you as the heathens do. Malebo ribakaya lebo shandarababosa. Libo koraba shandarababosa. Let us not mix you with the heathen. Malebo shanda. With the heathen gods, makalebo shandarababosa, for it is not you that is being worshipped or honored or celebrated on this day of Christmas. Labore kayanda rababo si kayanda. You have told us that if the world celebrates it, we have no business with it, because it has nothing to do with you. For the world hates you, Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Give us the grace not to fall into temptation, to worship you as the heathens do. Father, we pray that you speak to us, Lord. We pray, Libo Korabashanda, that you make your presence manifest in our lives, Lord. Let your light shine through us and banish every darkness in and around us, Lord. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, even as we transition into the new year, let your presence abide with us, Lord. Let no evil befall us and our loved ones, Lord. We will not get involved in any form of accident. Lama Shakayende, we will not die before the end of this year or at the beginning of the next year. In the name of Yahushua, our lives will not be cut short. Our destinies will not be cut short. Everything that concerns us will be blessed and will be favored by you, Lord. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Father, we give you praise and glory for the opportunity to share this morning. In Yahushua's name I've prayed all this. Amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom. It's 9:36 a.m. right now in the UK. I'm going to stop here for now. Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe Oshulami George. Shalom.